Blackstone Audio presents The Ice Queen by Nele Neuhaus, translated by Stephen T. Murray. This book is read by Robert Fass. For Anne. Prologue, April. No one in his family could understand his decision to spend the twilight of his life in Germany. He certainly couldn't either. All of a sudden, he had felt that he didn't want to die in this country, which had been so good to him for more than 60 years. He longed to read German newspapers and to have the sound of the German language in his ears. David Goldberg had not left Germany voluntarily. At the time, in 1945, it had been a matter of life and death, and he had made the best out of losing his homeland. But now there was nothing left to keep him in America. He had bought the house near Frankfurt almost 20 years ago, shortly after Sarah's death, so that he wouldn't have to stay in anonymous hotels when his numerous business or social obligations took him to Germany. Goldberg gave a deep sigh and looked out the big picture windows at the Taunus Hills, bathed in a golden light by the setting sun. He could hardly remember Sarah's face. The 60-plus years he had spent in the States often seemed erased from his memory, and he had a hard time even recalling the names of his grandchildren. But his memories of the years before he went to America, which he hadn't thought about in a long time, were that much sharper. Sometimes when he woke up from a brief nap, it took him a few minutes to realize where he was.